Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm privileged to be joined by two guests. They are the principal and vice principal at Perry Elementary. They are Ned Mankey and Ryan Marsden, respectively. So Ned and Ryan, thank you both for joining me today.
Hey, thanks for having us today, Joe.
Thank you, Joe, for having us once again.
So first thing we want to talk about today is kind of a big deal. That's the Iowa School Performance Profile. Now, for those who are unfamiliar with that, they're probably more familiar with it as the school report card. So Perry did very well in this, correct?
Yeah, we had some real favorable results, and nice to see that they come in with favorable results, because it kind of gives you just a good feeling about the things that you're doing in the classrooms, the curriculum, all the different things in math and reading, our interventions, and that we got some good results back. We're seeing a lot of growth with our students. When you break it down to the individual student level, some students growing multiple years worth of growth in 1 year, which is awesome to see. So we're really excited about it for our teachers, our families, our students, and really the whole community of Perry.
One of the things that I'm really excited about is that the state transitioned from a proficiency standpoint of whether a student was proficient or not, and that's still a component with it, but they put a larger emphasis on the growth that the students had. And so I believe it was 47% weighted for growth. And I think Iowa School Performance Profile Report Card, as you would say, is a great reflection of what our teachers are doing every single day in the building and the amount of hard work that they do in the trenches every day. And so a lot of that growth is accrued to all the teachers that we have here in our building.
And one final component was a little survey result where they brought in and just kind of asked students about how they feel at school as far as their connection with staff and connection with other kids in the school. So they've really brought it into a more of a across-the-board look at a school rather than just a one test, are you proficient or not? So they're digging in a little deeper, and I think we're getting a more true picture of the schools across the state.
All right, well, that's got to make you feel pretty good about the state of the district currently and the state of your own building, I would guess.
Absolutely, yeah. And these results, were really excited about the results in the middle school and high school as well. And then you couple all three buildings together, really nice performance profile here for the whole district of Perry.
All right. Well, now let's talk about the PLCs. First of all, just tell us a little bit about what that is and how you deal with it.
Yeah, so every Wednesday, our district has moved to a PLC model for professional learning or professional development. So when students come home an hour early on Wednesdays, our teachers are hard at work in their grade level teams and their respected teams, where they work on looking at student data. And so this past October, we had a great opportunity that our district was able to take all the teachers in our district to the PLC conference in Des Moines. And with that, all of our teachers got on the same level of this is what a true PLC looks like. And with all the support that our teachers had, and obviously us at our administrative level as well, we all felt that PLCs were necessary to do every single week. Every session we walked into, they said, hey, you need to be reviewing fresh student data every single week. Teachers really bought into that. And so with that, we slashed all of our PD that we had, and we said we're going strictly to a PLC model for every Wednesday for the rest of the year. And so that'll give teachers a common time to be able to look at student data to make any improvements in their instructional strategies or make any swaps with kids in the classrooms. And so it's been really cool to see the teachers take that on, because going from grade level to grade level and team to team, every team's doing something different on how they're reviewing data. Some are reviewing some math data and moving kids into groups and fractions or multiplication or division. Other groups are looking at writing or reading. And so the teachers have really bought into that, and they have been really hard at work. And so they are the ones that will be doing the PLCs every single Wednesday, and we are trying to support them the best we can, but they have been taken off with it.
All right, for sure. Now, getting back to the students a little bit more, the quarter two report cards should be coming out soon, right?
Yeah, you should have received those, and really the report card should be a pretty nice reflection of how the students are doing on specific standards across the building, whether it would be at the lower elementary, are they learning their letters, are they learning their sound, are they able to identify sounds, reading levels, how are students progressing with their reading levels, and then specific math standards. So if you do have any questions, any parents out there, feel free to contact the school and the administration in the building or the teacher. They'd all be willing to sit down with you or talk with you on the phone about any questions you may have on anything that you see on the report card.
All right, and this is your second year in the standards-based reporting, correct? And how do you feel like that's gone?
It's gone well. You know, we had a little bit of an advantage because our kindergarten through second grade had always been doing a type of standards-based grading. We just, third, fourth, and fifth grade, it has been new, but it's really seemed to get streamlined. It seems like folks are understanding it. Our teachers are getting very comfortable with it. So far, we're really excited about it because it really gives, rather than just that letter grade, a breakdown of what's going on in that class so that parents and students alike know what they need to improve on.
All right. Now, if people do have questions about their report cards, about the grading and stuff like that, they can bring it up at parent-teacher conferences, which are coming up too.
Yeah, that's correct. Our parent-teacher conferences are going to be right before spring break, and I know that's something that a lot of parents like to put on their calendar. Historically, we have over 93-94% attendance, so we have great support from our community with parents coming in. As always, they're always welcome to contact the teachers, contact Mr. Menke or myself if they have any questions or concerns before those dates. But those dates for parent-teacher conference will be March 5th and March 11th. This year, just right before spring break. But as always, if they ever have any questions or concerns, they're always welcome to come to our school, talk to their teachers, or talk to Mr. Menke and myself.
All right. Now, one last thing that I want to ask you about here today is some fundraising. You have a kickoff for that coming up here soon. So what can you tell me just about everything involved with fundraising for the elementary?
We've used the Club's Choice fundraiser for a number of years, and so January 15th, we're going to have our kickoff assembly with our students, so families will see the packets coming home, and I think the fundraiser rolls for a couple weeks here, and like we've done in the past, we like to support field trips with our fundraising funds, and then also some of our things that we do with PBIS, because we try to bring in some nice assemblies throughout the school year as well. So hopefully everyone can participate in the fundraiser as well, and we certainly appreciate it.
All right. Well, Ned Menke and Ryan Marzen, anything else that either of you would like to mention to our listeners today?
No, just thank you for all the support that we get. We always like talking with parents and families, and of course our teachers are excited about the direction how this year's going. So we're just excited about this school year in 2018-2019.
Yeah, and I would have to echo that as well. Just, it's been an exciting year this year, and it's hard to believe it's already halfway done. And so we're going to keep it going, and we appreciate everything our teachers do as well throughout the school year.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Ned Menke and Ryan Marzen. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.